Yeah, look at that vehicle there. Sustained major damage from an accident that happened earlier this morning. We're on Hawthorne Boulevard here in the Palos Verdes area, where deputies got a call around 7:30 this morning about a single vehicle accident. You can see the damage sustained to that vehicle when deputies got on scene. It was a single vehicle collision. Actually went up off of Hawthorne Boulevard onto the hill. They actually had to use the jaws of life to get the driver, later identified as Tiger Woods, out of that vehicle. Now, he has been taken to an area hospital right now. The details of his condition right now is unclear, but looking at this damage there of this vehicle, you can see the airbags were deployed. No doubt this vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed right now. Again, the investigation is underway, and we're looking at the damage sustained by that vehicle here right off of Hawthorne Boulevard. Right there. That's probably where they had to get him out to break through that windshield in order to safely get Tiger Woods out of this horrible accident again.
Today at 7:12 in the morning, Lomita Sheriff Station received a call of a solo vehicle collision in Hawthorne Boulevard, north of Palos Verdes Drive. We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered the solo vehicle collision, and the sole occupant was, again, Tiger Woods. And deputies, at the time, they did not see any evidence of impairment, anything that of concern. Obviously, the life-threatening measures that had to be taken for the occupant of the vehicle, and Chief Osby will speak to that regard. And it was a solo vehicle. Unfortunately, during the course of the investigation of this, there was another traffic collision that happened with people being looky-loos. But that, thankfully, there was no injuries associated with that. The vehicle traveled several hundred feet from the center divider at the intersection and rested on the west side of the road in the brush. Sustained major damage to the vehicle. You've seen all the images of that. And with that, our Lomita Sheriff's Station will be conducting the traffic investigation. And it'll take from days to several weeks to get the whole thing together.